The California Gold Rush, which spanned from 1848 to 1855, is a fascinating chapter in American history that saw the rapid influx of fortune hunters to Northern California following the discovery of gold in the formerly tranquil and sparsely populated region. This remarkable event irrevocably transformed the state and had lasting impacts on the nation as a whole. The spark that set off the gold rush was struck in January 1848 when James W. Marshall, a carpenter from New Jersey, found glinting fragments of gold at Sutter's Mill in Coloma, where he was building a sawmill for John Sutter, a Swiss immigrant. Despite attempts to keep the discovery quiet, word of the find leaked out, and by mid-March, reports of the discovery appeared in San Francisco newspapers. The authentic confirmation of gold in California by President James K. Polk in December that year induced a frenzied mass migration that transformed the landscape of the American West. Early comers to the gold fields, predominantly from Oregon, Hawaii, Mexico, Chile, and Peru, took advantage of their relative proximity and arrived by ship. Some of the earliest gold hunters, known as 49ers, came overland on the California Trail, echoing the westward push of American pioneers. However, the substantial majority of gold seekers made the arduous passage by sea, sailing around Cape Horn, or utilizing the quicker but more expensive Panama shortcut. As news of the discovery spread, the number of immigrants surged remarkably. California's non-native population soared from about 1,000 in 1848 to 300,000 by 1854. The surge in the mining population also led to the displacement and dramatic decline of the native Californian populations through disease, starvation, and violent conflicts. The indigenous population of California, estimated to be between 150,000 and 300,000 in 1848, declined to less than 30,000 by 1870. The Gold Rush era was a time of crude and limited law enforcement and high rates of crime. Miners settled disputes with pistols, and towns were often controlled by self-appointed vigilantes. However, this rough-and-ready period also saw the establishment of a number of designations and institutions that contributed to California's progress toward statehood. In 1849, a state constitution was drafted, a governor was elected, and a legislature was established. In September 1850, as part of the Compromise of 1850, California was admitted to the Union as a free state. Economically, the gold rush had a profound impact on California and the United States. In the short term, the massive inflow of gold drastically inflated the money supply, leading to a brief period of hyperinflation. Despite high costs and challenging conditions, the prospect of striking gold inspired a wave of entrepreneurial activity. The gold rush also gave birth to California's first income tax, instituted by Governor John Bigler to offset the costs of managing the rapidly rising population. Moreover, the economic boom spurred the development of roads, schools, churches, and entire towns, transforming the state into a significant socioeconomic hub of the nation. However, by the mid-1850s, the easily accessible alluvial gold had been largely exhausted, and miners had to turn to more labor-intensive methods to extract gold. Thus, this period saw the emergence of large companies, many of them financed by Eastern financiers, that brought in more extensive resources and mechanized mining techniques. The California Gold Rush was undeniably a pivotal moment in American history. It fueled westward expansion, brought a wave of immigrants, boosted entrepreneurial zeal, spurred economic development, and accelerated the state's admission into the Union. It remains an enduring symbol of the nation's belief in the possibility of instant wealth and the American dream, leaving an indelible imprint on the nation's historical narrative. It altered the course of California's history and helped shape the state into what it is today, a vibrant, diverse, and dynamic segment of the United States.